So I think we're good on track here, Zach. So Zach's going to tell us a little bit about edamame and some sensory evaluation. Zach?
Hi, well, good afternoon. My name is Zach Ogles. I'm a PhD candidate in the Department of Crop, Soil, and Environmental Science at Auburn University. And today, the title of my presentation is Sensory Evaluation of Selected Edamame Cultivars. So just to begin, well, what is edamame? Well, edamame is the same genus and species as all the commodity soybeans that we grow extensively throughout the country. The big difference with edamame is edamame has been selected over the years to be larger in size and is generally more palatable for fresh consumption. Edamame is certainly not a new thing. It was first mentioned in text in the 7th century B.C. in China. It was first introduced in the United States in the 1850s, so we're somewhat behind on the edamame, but some large city varieties were introduced in the 1890s. The first mention that I can find in the southeastern United States is at Auburn University. There was an extension publication was put out in 1937 as a way to increase the garden season, basically. It wasn't a health food at this time. So over the past 30 years, edamame has increased significantly in popularity, and the consumption in the United States has increased as well. So over the past 10 years, we've seen double-digit increases every year for the past 10 years, and it's projected to continue. So one issue with that, however, is the fact that between 95 and 97% of the edamame that we have in the country has been imported from China, with only 5% being domestically produced. So currently we have about 2,000 hectares and we need about 10,000 just to be able to supply our current demand. And we see this as a big growth potential for growers in Alabama, and we can see the potential for really expanding profits as compared to commodity soybeans. So as part of my dissertation research, we've looked at a number of different edamame-related projects, one of which is a cultivar evaluation that we did. And in this study, what we did is we looked at 11 different cultivars. We looked at different yield components. We looked at the number of beans per pod, the size of the plant, all the different agronomic characteristics you would be interested in when looking for a commercial edamame cultivar. But what we noticed is that there was a big gap in the research, that we had all this data about the agronomic characteristics, but at this point we didn't know what people actually preferred, what consumers wanted to eat. So that got us to looking at some different research. And we found two similar studies where they looked at cultivar evaluations for edamame in Ohio and Pennsylvania. The difference there is that only one of those, that we only had one common cultivar in their studies to our cultivar evaluation. So that got us started on our the research that I'm presenting today. And the objectives of that is to evaluate the sensory characteristics of 6 locally grown edamame cultivars. And secondly, to collect and analyze the demographic information of the test participants to determine who our likely customers are and what factors actually go into influencing someone's preferences in an edamame cultivar. So as I mentioned, we selected 6 different cultivars, and we did this based on our previous study where we evaluated the agronomic performances. So we chose Midori Giant, Chiba Green, Garden Soy 51, Sayamusume, Owens, and Mojo Green. All of these showed good potential for commercial production. And the way that we collected our samples to be able to use in this study was when we were collecting our agronomic data, we saved all of the pod, the soybeans in the pods, and we blanched them and they were frozen until the day that we were going to use them for our taste evaluation. Now, once we got on site, they were all boiled and brought back up to temperature, and they were actually stored in the, you can see in the photograph here, we have a 6 warming trays where they're kept at a consistent temperature. So all these were served to the participants on 6 compartment trays, and here's a photograph. The top photograph is what the actual test participants would see, and that's just a simple 1 through 6 numbering. On the bottom is a letter that designates the order in which they will receive the different edamame cultivars. And this is part of the counterbalanced study that we did. And so the way we did this is we just developed a Latin square which ensures that for letter F, each of those are going to fall exactly one time in each of those particular places in order. That way we can eliminate the order effect, we can eliminate tasting fatigue, and we can also eliminate the fact that tasters tend to get more discriminating as they move throughout the progression. So that was the logic behind that. And these are the actual questions that we asked the participants. So what we were interested in was the external color, the bean color, the taste, the sweetness, the peelability, and just in general overall likeness of these edamame cultivars. And we asked them to rank on a scale from 1 to 9, 1 being dislike extremely to 9 being like extremely. And each participant received 6 of these forms, for one for each of the 6 cultivars evaluated. In addition to that, we looked at the demographic data. We took gender, age, whether the person had previously tried edamame, whether they had experience with it, whether what the household income was, the children in the household, their education level, whether they're a primary food shopper, and also their likelihood to purchase. So throughout we did 4 different taste evaluations over a 2-year period, and we surveyed exactly 250 participants. And this was all done within a 30-mile radius of Auburn University campus. The top photograph was at a farmer's market that's held weekly on the campus of Auburn University. The lower photograph was taken in Columbus, Georgia, which is about roughly 20 miles from campus. And each of the participants, they were given water during the taste testing along with crackers, and we also had a couple of nominal gifts to increase the popularity of edamame and to further increase the participation in the survey, because as you imagine, it's a fairly lengthy survey to ask people to do. The data, once we collected all the data, we combined data from 2015 and 2016 and also from all of the 4 separate tastings. And once that we had the data, we analyzed these in NPAR one-way program in SAS. It's a non-parametric statistical procedure, and through that we were able to get our significant differences. So one of the most important aspects was which one was the overall likeness. This is taking into consideration all the different factors that we asked the participants to evaluate. And on the y-axis we have the likeness scale, and across the bottom we have the different cultivars. As you can see, we have 4 which have statistically equivalent. And the 2 in the center, Owens and Garden Soy 51, were significantly lower. And in order to really figure out what it is about those that made them least liked, we have to go further into the different aspects of the taste evaluation. And the one that we found for Owens that really hurt that cultivar as far as consumer preference was the exterior appearance. And that's because that cultivar has dark-colored pubescence that most of the participants found objectionable. And you can see, compared to Midori Giant, say, it has very light-colored pubescence, and it was one of the most preferred. And this photograph shows what I mean by that the Owens is, you can see the dark-colored pubescence, and it's very prominent as compared to Midori Giant, which is it's sparser and it's much lighter. The Midori Giant was greatly preferred, and Owens was generally not preferred for the exterior appearance. So we looked at texture, and texture is one of the big issues with Garden Soy 51. People, and as well as Owens, generally people felt like it was a harder texture and more like a commodity-type soybean than what is typically considered an edamame variety. So again, you can see the 4 were statistically equal, and we had 2 that were much lower. So one thing that we found that was really important for this study was the likelihood of people to purchase. And what we found is that 80% of the participants were either very likely or somewhat likely to go purchase edamame based on this taste evaluation. And possibly just as important is we only had 4% that were did not want to ever try edamame again. They had 4% that were very unlikely or somewhat unlikely to try edamame past this taste evaluation, but we felt like that was pretty successful. So, in conclusion, for the demographic information, what we found is that age, sex, income, education level, and whether or not a person is familiar with edamame had virtually nothing to do with taste preference. Those were, we were actually very surprised about the familiarity with edamame. People that were accustomed to edamame, we felt like they would be more discriminating, would be, have more, you know, would maybe have some different taste preference, but it turns out that there was very little difference. What we can say is there were some clear favorites and some clear least favorite varieties. The Sayamusume, Midori Giant, Chiba Green, and Mojo Green all tended to rank generally about statistically equivalent to one another. And Owens and Garden Soy 51 for textural issues and exterior appearance were generally the least favorite. And with that, I'd like to end my presentation and also thank my two major advisors, Dr. Beth Gertzhall and Dr. David Weaver, for all their help throughout this research and throughout my dissertation. And without them, none of this would have been possible. So with that, just have any questions?
Time for questions.
What were some of the demographic drivers in preference in the state? You mentioned what they were. What were they?
So the question is what were the what were the drivers for the demographic information? And what we found was there was really none of the demographic information we collected had a significant impact on preference of edamame. So in some ways it was disheartening to have taken all the data to not find any significance, but that was the results of the study. So the question is, how completely was the demographic information filled out? We actually had a number of people who did not complete the survey. But we had 250 exactly that completed every single aspect of the survey. So if they didn't complete that part, it was tossed out. So we actually had a lot more participants than the 250 that we were reporting, but we just could not use those surveys.
Any other questions? Thank you, Zach.
All right, thank you.